In this tutorial, we will review how to set up the type of appointments in the Office Appointments Maintenance. From the Office Appointments Maintenance menu, select Type of Appointment Maintenance. At the Type of Appointment screen, there is a list of options that enable you to customize a schedule with the types that are appropriate for your office. Some of the added appointment types should include typical reasons a patient would be scheduled at your office. Some of the added appointment types should include typical reasons that a patient would be scheduled at your office, as well as types for such things as meetings, time off, or holidays. To add a new appointment type, simply click the New button at the top of the list of options. You will be directed to the screen that allows you to adjust the functionality of the appointment type you are adding. And it is important that you know how each flag will affect the appointment type when actually in the schedule. You will be directed to the screen that allows you to adjust the functionality of the appointment type you are adding. When adding a new appointment type, the first thing that you will add is the schedule type code. This can be alpha, numeric, or both, and must be no more than 5 characters in length. An abbreviation or acronym may be useful in this field to ensure that the codes are specific. This is followed by the type code description, which will describe or define the shortened schedule type code. Below, all the flags should be set to meet your office's preferences and to effectively enable you to benefit from the type of appointment feature. In the top left column is the permanent type flag. This flag will most commonly be set to no. The permanent type is designed to be used to hold a day in the schedule that may have manual changes to that day that should not be changed when the schedule is revised. Setting the unavailable strip flag to yes will place the created types on the type strip at the available appointment screen. This will also set the type to display on the highlight strip at the week view screen option. The variable interval flag is usually set to no. When the type of appointment takes a consistent amount of time. If this flag is set to yes, the user will be prompted to manually input a length each time this type is scheduled. The time interval flag designates the amount of time needed for an appointment type. The time interval will be overridden if the intervals by doctor is set to yes and a particular provider has a time set. If the print Super Bowl flag is set to yes, a Super Bowl will be... If the print Super Bowl flag is set to yes, a Super Bowl is able to be printed for the patient with this table. If the print Super Bowl flag is set to yes, a Super Bowl... What? If the print Super Bowl flag is set to yes, a Super Bowl is able to be printed for patients with this type of appointment. Setting this to no will not print a Super Bowl for any scheduled time slots with this appointment type. Will not print a Super Bowl for any scheduled time slot with this appointment type. The maximum per day will allow you to limit the number of times a type can be used on a given day. If you do not want to limit the number of times a type can be used, leave this field blank. The maximum per day will allow you to limit the number of times a type can be used on a given day. If you do not want to limit the number of times a type can be used, leave this field blank. The number slots required flag refers to concurrent time slots, not consecutive time slots, meaning multiple time slots that start at the exact same time. By default, this flag will be set to 1. The intervals by doctor flag will enable you to override the default time interval. This can be used if the amount of time needed per provider varies. For example, if most of your providers take 30 minutes for a new patient appointment, and a few of the providers take 45 minutes, you can set those times accordingly. The display chart central flag should be set to yes to ensure that this type of appointment will appear at the chart central screen. Selecting yes for the billable type will make any super bill with this appointment type available for posting charges. Alternatively, if you select no, you will not be able to enter a payment or add charges. You will not be able to enter a payment or add charges to the super bill. After you have entered the settings that you prefer into each field, press the Done button. If you would like to add another appointment type, you can proceed with the same steps, or click the Cancel button in the top left corner of the screen. At the Type of Appointment Maintenance screen, the next option is the Edit View button. Clicking on this button will bring you to a list of your already existing appointment types. If you wish to edit a type, scroll through the list and right-click on the type needed. Edit any of the fields accordingly and press the check mark in the top left corner of the screen when you are finished. Click the back button or the escape key to return to the type of appointment maintenance screen. To remove a type from your selection, click the deactivate button. Click the deactivate button, which will bring you back to the appointment type list. Find the type that you wish to deactivate and left-click on it. The type settings will appear. At the bottom of the pop-up, select Yes to remove. To reactivate an already removed type, click the Deactivate button at the Type of Appointment Maintenance screen. You will again click the Deactivate button at the Type of Appointment Maintenance screen. At the top of the screen, click the Include Deactivated button. This will update the Type of Appointments list with any deactivated types highlighted in red. Select the deactivated type you wish to retrieve, and you will be prompted to activate this type at the type settings. You will notice the type will return to the activated list. The print button allows you to print a list of all of your appointment types. Deactivated types can be included in this document as well. You can select colors for each type by clicking the Colors button. These colors will display in the schedule as well as Chart Central. At the colors screen, the code, description, and the interval of the appointment type will be And all of the color choices will be displayed on the right. Each color has a corresponding number in the top left corner of each color block. When a color is clicked on, the color number and name will appear in the heading above. In the middle of each color block is a number that indicates how many times it is being used for different types. To designate a color to an appointment type, select the type on the left side of the screen, and then select the color that you prefer on the right side of the screen. Both the color block and the appointment type will be outlined with a blue box. The last option at the Type of Appointment Maintenance list is the View Log button. The The View Log button will prompt the appointment types list to pop up. Select the type of appointment you wish to view. The log is a summary that shows any changes that have been made to a record. Listed in the log is the user's IP address and the date and time of any activity. The log screen will also show if a user simply viewed a record without making any changes. This concludes the type of appointment maintenance video tutorial.